Welcome everybody to this Sunday live session. Let's get stuck straight into it. So I'll start sharing my screen. I don't think I've got any audio going on with my screen, but I might as well click that little button anyway. And into the Trello board, into today's online coaching session, and let's go through what we're going to do today. So I want to talk a little bit about some housekeeping as normal, a couple of points there, but the main things we're discussing today is improving your social media presence for your practice and also Canva. That can be used very easily once you get the swing of it to create very well-designed professional posts for your Facebook page. So first of all, with the registering of the Zoom live sessions that we have, I know that some of you are registered for the Wednesday ones, but not the Sunday ones. And you probably think you're registering for all of them, all the recurring ones, but Zoom will only let me have recurring on one particular day. So because we've got the Wednesdays and the Sundays, that's two lots of recurring ones that you need to register for. So if you think you've registered and then you're not on the list, that's why. So you just need to register once for the Sunday ones and register once for the Wednesday ones, click on the recurring, and you'll be involved in all of them and get all the reminders and the prompts. The second thing I wanted to mention was that I have added a couple of additional ideas to our marketing card. As you know, this marketing card, I'll just click on the link there. This is a card I want to continually add to, a whole bunch of different, diverse and wonderful ideas on how to market your dental practices. So the minute you're needing to do something and you're looking for ideas, you can look through this one card and get a whole bunch of ideas of what to do. The additional things that I've added today, earlier today, was number one, have a booth at a family fake day in your area. Now, one of my clients who has a practice on the Mornington Peninsula here in Victoria, their area, and it's not rural, but it's just a little bit further out than normal. Their area have a fake day once a year and they go to the local football ground and everyone has a booth and they've got rides and all sorts of things going on. And they set up a booth or a stall at this fake day. They had organized show bags, lucky dips for kids, because keep in mind, when people are just wandering past, you want to get something organized that entices them to come into your area. And so that was where the lucky dip was really good in the handing out of the show bags to the little kids. And as people are passing by as well, do a bit of role playing with all your team members of being brave enough to go up and approach people and say, hi, how are you going? We are blah, blah, dental surgery. Did you want to come on over? We've got some show bags for the kids if you like. And try to get everyone really actively involved in it. We also organise for them to take with them a couple of weeks worth of their diary, their schedule, their appointment book on paper. They're not cloud-based, and so we couldn't bring a computer with it. So if you've got that, do that, because it's going to be easier. But we just printed off a whole bunch of pages. And the purpose of that was that as people, and I was amazed, I was part of it as well, and I was amazed at how many people came up with dental questions. And so you're asking a few of the questions, but then you say, if you like, why don't you pop down for a complimentary examination? We'll get that area assessed for you and give you specific information just for you. They made, and I went back and had a look, they made 46 appointment times over this 1 day period. And so they would have been having people walk through from 9 a.m. through about 4 p.m. And they had 46 new patients from their absolute focus area or their marketable area coming into their dental practice. So it was a wildly successful day. And of course, and you get a lot of pictures from that. They had pictures with the health minister and all the rest of it as well. And they can then be posted up onto your social media pages, which is what we're talking about today as well. So if your local area does have some kind of fake day, and I know here in Sandringham, Victoria, just in Sandringham Village, there's quite a number of stores here and they have a village day once a year. And it's just a lot of rides and all the rest of it. It attracts thousands of people. And the dental practices that are local here, there's two of them that are out there each year. And there's another couple that don't go out each year. And I would encourage them to do so because this was the first fake day that I was involved with in the Mornington Peninsula, and I was just amazed at how successful it actually was. So do give that one a burl. The second idea that I thought about that we've done in the past at another client of mine was the real estate agents in the area, quite often to new renters and new owners of property, they will leave a little welcome pack. It'll have the local plumber and chiropractor and whatever. So contact your local real estate agents in your area and say, do you have anything that you leave behind for new occupiers of a house in the area? What can we do to try to be the dentist of choice that gets added to that list? So find out what they're doing. Each one does quite different things. Some people don't do anything at all. And if you wanted to kind of start some kind of initiative, you could say, okay, well, let's get a little, years ago, back in my, owning my practice days at Dendy, there was, it was called Kapow, an advertising group called Kapow. This was really a popular advertising thing. Anyway, it's a little plastic wallet and you have little business card size adverts about yourself in it. And in there, I had a complimentary examination. And these Kapow wallets get delivered throughout the neighborhood into letterboxes. But that's the sort of thing you could arrange for your local real estate agent. Could you leave this behind for your new occupiers in the home? And you could go to other local businesses in your area and build up a really strong collaborative, friendly effort of saying, you know, we'll each pay for the printing of our own business card size thing. We'll pop it in this little wallet and leave it behind. So you could be the one that does, okay, who's the local plumber? Who's the local gardener? Who's the local hairdresser? Where to get the best coffee in this little package and leave it behind local area houses that are being occupied by new people, because the people that are living in your area, these are the ones that are going to be coming back to you again and again. They are loyal clients, not so much people that you're appealing to on Yellow Pages from three suburbs away. We're talking about building up your client base of regular attenders, and that's a great way of doing it. Another way, if your local real estate agents really don't do all that much, another thing that you can do is keep an eye on, and they always have these realestate.com websites, and .com.au websites. They all have information around what's recently sold and what's recently rented. And so you've got the address. You could note down 5 addresses a week or 10 addresses a week, just have one day through the week where someone jumps online and sees what, and just say you're seeing today, these 5 houses are sold today. In 3 months' time or 4 months' time, once settlements occurred, put in your diary or in your miscellaneous column within your appointment book, these 5 addresses. And that day comes around and you send a pre-formatted letter, a welcome to our area letter. So hope you enjoy living here. It's a beautiful area. Just for your information, the best coffee in town is here. The best Italian in town is here. And the best dental practice is us. So the minute you need us for anything at all, just give us a call. And it's a really lovely way of welcoming somebody into the area at a time that they're not, if you did it too quickly, they're not there yet. The settlement hasn't occurred. If you do it in the first couple of weeks, maybe they're still moving and everything gets chaotic and the letter would kind of get lost in it all. So pick a good time, send a letter, and it would be received very positively. So there are a couple of ideas around marketing your dental practice. And I know that when George added this, he particularly wanted families. And I think both of these options absolutely would attract families into your practice. If anyone's got any comments around that or wants to add an idea, please let me know. Now, improving your social media presence, I've actually created a brand new card for this because there's a lot of information in it and I want it to be something that's easily resourced later on. So I'll click on that card now. So just at the description at the top here, as you can see, I put the Facebook logo because I'm a fraud when I say social media because I don't know Instagram very well at all. I know Facebook and I know LinkedIn. I know LinkedIn because that's my business side of things. And I know Facebook because I help a lot of practices with this in a non-specialist way. So when I say social media, know that I know a bit about Facebook, but I'm not the person to go to for Instagram. However, as you know, there are many people out there that are very good at this. So keep in mind that with your Facebook page, it's a company page. So only people who like your page will actually have your post appear in their timeline if they're happening to see it on that particular day at that particular time. So keep that in mind. A lot of people are doing wonderful efforts of posting high value content on their Facebook page without thinking, oh, I've only got 20 people liking this page. So also think about how you're going to start increasing the number of likes to your page, but I don't mean likes from the rest of Australia or the world. The valuable likes will be those within your catchment area, people that will travel whatever distance to come and see you as their regular dentist. And so you really do want the people who are liking the page to be your existing patients and those who are not your existing patients but are living in your area. So keep that in mind as well. Because of that, think about promoting your page to get more likes, to broaden that reach out. And I'll touch more on this in a minute, but once you've got a whole bunch of posts, you can actually start to recycle them throughout the year, but I'll speak a bit more about that in a minute and about the use of Canva as well. So let's scroll down a little bit. First of all, Facebook advertising. It's a tricky world, Facebook advertising, because they do change the algorithms on a quite a regular basis. And so the information you knew and understood 6 months ago may not be as relevant now. So it is important to keep up to date with it if you're doing Facebook advertising to make sure you're not wasting your money as well. This is a video that I've just taken down from YouTube this morning, and it's a 2020 guide. And some of these beginner's guides to Facebook advertising, they think you're very heavily into, you know, spend a buck to make a thousand and all this sort of stuff. So they're very rah, rah kind of videos, a bit difficult to tolerate. This one, this guy's nice and easy to understand. He seems to be going through things step by step for a beginner, and it's easy to follow through. So that's a good YouTube video for you all. Also, have a little look in the Facebook group. Now, what I've done in the Facebook group, apart from that funny video that I just put up before, which you can see, I've got one example there, which I'll go through in a minute, but I'm going to be adding a few other examples of Facebook posts actually to Facebook itself. So you can see where the text sits, where any links sit, and where the image sits and what kind of image to have. Feel free, whenever you see them in that group, feel free just to drag the information out of there and use it for your own Facebook posts. It's no dramas whatsoever. And I also encourage you that if you see some posts from other dental practices around the world that you think, gosh, that's gold and that looks really good, you know, share them to the Facebook group. Have all of us get a chance to have a look at that and inspire us to do different posts of our own as well. This is one area that it's really easy to help each other out and be supportive of each other, because I don't think any practice that's in, I know no practice that's involved in this coaching group are within the same suburb or the same couple of suburbs. And so this is where we can become quite collaborative with each other. As I've said to you before, if you are not part of the Facebook group, I'm just going to show it to you again at the very top here. So this is the group coaching members only discussion group. So only members of this coaching group can be part of this. And if we've had speakers in the past, they're part of this as well. So you can ask them questions and they can give you input on other posts as they come through. If you are not part of this members group at the moment, the only way I know for sure that I can get you as part of the group is ask to be my friend first, and then I'll invite you to the group itself. If anyone knows of another way of doing that, let me know. I have invited everybody by email in the past, but I can certainly do that again and see how we go. But again, I've tried that more recently and it didn't work all that smoothly. So I've placed the link in there. That's to my personal Facebook page, Julie Parker Cobes. Once you're my friend, I'll send you through an invite and then you'll be part of the group as well. And then you'll be able to see all of these other examples that I'm going to post up there, so you can get a real strong feel of the kind of posts that I've been helping other clients get as well. So let's have a look at the type of post that you'll be posting on Facebook. And I've listed them down as informative or educational, relationship building, offers and promotions, how to get more page likes, and how to generate bookings as well. So first of all, the informative and educational type. So these are the ones of teaching people the basics, how to brush and floss, what the tooth eruption times for their children, for their growing children, what is a root canal, what is an implant, what is periodontal disease compared to gingivitis, all of the questions that the average person wouldn't actually understand, but they'd need to understand in order to achieve ideal oral health. If you, there's a big one for me, as some of you would know, if you have been diagnosed with a health condition such as diabetes, heart disease, or they're about to go on bisphosphonates for osteoporosis, what they need to do about themselves orally. This is a huge one for me because this is actually, I don't know if I've, have I added it to the marketing card? Let me have a quick look. Because for specialists, child dental benefit scheme, actually, child dental work benefit scheme is another one to do for social media, to promote via social media. No, I haven't, so I'm going to add it. So GP referrals. I have worked in dental practices for 30 plus years now, and I don't believe, I know that I have never borne witness to a patient coming in with a referral from their GP saying, I've just diagnosed this patient with diabetes or whatever. Can you please make sure orally that their oral condition is not negatively impacting their diabetes? Why not? It is a system, and the more and more evidence that comes out that links the oral condition to the rest of the system and how it can negatively impact certain medical conditions, I think GPs should really be funneling through a whole bunch of referrals to us. The way you can encourage that is to go to your local GP clinics and do a lunch and learn. So go during the lunchtime, do a little mini presentation, answer a few questions. It doesn't have to be anything complex. It doesn't even have to be a presentation with PowerPoint or anything. You're just there to provide them with information. You could go along with your receptionist or nurse or practice manager as well. And one, you're building up a great rapport with another local community person, business person. You're also highlighting to them the importance of referring patients to their dental practice when they are diagnosed with certain conditions as well. You could have a presentation evening at your practice. However, I'm not quite sure how well GPs in your area get along, and there might be a bit of competitiveness, so you may not get a good turn up rate. But that's another option, depending on what kind of area you're looking at. Let me scroll back down here. So that could be one of your posts of if you have diabetes, have you checked out your oral condition? Another one is how to avoid bad breath, what causes bad breath as well. As you know, when you say to the average person in the street what causes bad breath, they'll say things like garlic, onion, where you know that those things don't necessarily cause bad breath at all. It's actually things that are going on down through the throat, but also if there's plaque and gingivitis happening inside the mouth. Tips and hints and interesting facts, nice, short, sweet, easy to absorb information that's of interest to people around the dental condition. And if you have a blog or newsletter, make sure it doesn't just get posted on your website, but make sure it gets posted up on your Facebook page as well. Then we've got relationship building types of posts. For example, staff profiles. Staff profiles are really fun, and it's a wonderful way for your patients or your soon-to-be, hopefully, patients to have a look and develop a likability for you guys and to see that you're friendly and easy to eat, you know, quick to laugh and quick to show confidence in what you do. And so I know that in the past I've said it's a very powerful question that people have is why did my dentist become a dentist? They're all very intrigued as to the answer to that question. But I think it's an interesting question to ask of everyone. How did the receptionist come to be a receptionist? How did the nurse come to be a nurse? What do you love about your role? What's your biggest hobby that you have outside of work? What's an interesting fact about you? I was listening to Pat Flynn. He's a marketing podcasty person. And because Charles has been doing his podcast, he's just recorded his 9th episode this morning. I've been listening to Pat Flynn quite a bit on how to produce the podcast and edit things and promote things and all the rest of it. And he's got a very large network of people out there that follow him. And he has made a point that every is it every podcast that he does or every other kind of posting that he does identify something interesting about him. And it will be the smallest thing. I used to play the trumpet. I used to be part of Boy Scouts. It could be the smallest thing. And it's those things that when people come and meet him at events and come up and chat with him afterwards, it's those things that people talk about. I used to also play the trumpet. I also used to be part of Boy Scouts. And so it's these interesting little pieces of information that to you is nothing, but to them it's interesting. And so if you have staff profiles, maybe a 20-second video of the receptionist saying, you know, hi, my name's Julie. I'm the receptionist that welcomes you in each time you come in. I absolutely love my job because I love chatting with you guys and I love watching you walk out of here feeling calmer and so happy that you went ahead with your treatment and you're better off for it. It's one of the most enjoyable parts of my day. A new thing that I've learned recently as a little point of interest about me is how to produce a podcast. My husband does a podcast and it's been quite a learning journey to get to know how to edit it and how to promote it. But I tell you, I've really enjoyed it. So next time you come into the practice, make sure you come in and say, hi, Julie, and I'll be there to welcome you with open arms. So you just do little small videos. They don't have to be professional. The main thing you need to do with videos is not to have it jumping all over the place. So have a nice, stable, you know, person holding the phone. And also not a whole lot of noise in the background. And so if there's a lot of chaos in the background, it's hard to hear. But usually these sort of things are done in a stable environment inside the practice. And you can get a nice 20-second video out in just a heartbeat, post it up to Facebook straight away. And it's successful in developing a stronger rapport with your patients. Snippet videos of the team in action as well. Now, Elle, you were mentioning, because I know that you're part of my little group here today, Elle, you were mentioning how you're going to do some sort of time-lapse thing with the wiping down of the surgery and everything after a patient leaves the practice. And I think that's an awesome idea. And if you've got someone like Elle on board who knows how to make videos more interesting, like by doing a bit of a time-lapse and all the rest of it, it reminds me of a hilarious story. My niece said to me, well, I was babysitting her a number of months ago, and she said, oh, your phone, did you know it does this new video stuff? It does it in slow motion. I said, oh, really? She said, yeah, I'll record you and show you. And she said, okay, I'm going to record the slow motion. So go. So I started talking slow motion, and she was laughing her head off just at how stupid I was. Those are the times where you do feel your age, that's for sure. But if you can make a little fast forward movie about the team doing a clean down after the surgery, after the patients left the surgery. If you wanted to surprise the receptionist by quickly jumping in, which is on the phone to somebody, and the receptionist plays along, and those sort of things are very engaging. They show the team having a lot of fun and they show the practice as a welcoming place to come to. You know, I want to be part of that fun. That looks great. They look really friendly. And, you know, the barrier, that huge barrier between patients who haven't been to you guys before they arrive, and then when they actually do arrive, there's sometimes a great deal of anxiety. It's not like they're going along to a GP just for a chat where if I don't like it, no big deal. When you go to a dentist, they actually have to touch you. They have to look into your mouth and invade your space. And so there is a cost to them physically and emotionally if they're very anxious. If they've seen you be happy, fun, approachable, caring, then they are more likely going to be booking with you rather than anybody else, because with you, they're already building up a familiarity, friendliness, likability, and trust. Obviously, birthday celebrations are a big one that a lot of dental practices do, photo of somebody actually blowing out the birthday cake. But what about doing a quick little video of everyone singing happy birthday in a very loud way? That would be fun. Updates on practice systems and services. So just say you bring in, we're now doing Invisalign. Or did you know that we do smile design? Or did you know that we have a hygienist on board, does all the cleanings? So updates around that. And quotes on smiling and happiness. And so I'll show you one of the practices that I've worked with in the past. I have done a couple of quotes for them with a nice backing photo. So I'll show you in Canva in a second around that. Those can be quite nice and uplifting. And after gaining parental approval, post children happy in the chair or children with the gloves and mask on and play acting a little bit. You can have some really fun things. And as we've said before, for some reason in dental practices, parents will send their children in as guinea pigs and make sure that you're okay before they book themselves in. And so if you've got a group of people who don't necessarily come to your practice but like your page, or you're doing a promotion to people that live in the area who are not necessarily your patients, and they see you being so positive and friendly and creating great experiences for their children, then they might, that might be enough to go, you know what, that place looks safe and I haven't taken my child yet for a checkup. So those can be a fantastic thing to do as well. Offers and promotions. And so discounted treatments, for example, you know, we've got a special on whitening, we've got a special on teeth cleaning. Products such as electric toothbrush. So you may have a, you know, let's buy 10 of them for a reduced price and then push that out as a bit of a special offer if you like and share our page, for example. Focus on a particular service to ensure everyone knows you offer it at your practice. As we were mentioning before, you know, you may have offered smile design for many, many years, but maybe people just don't know that it's available. So do have a treatment of focus. Did you know we do root canals? Do you know that we do ortho? Do you know that we do periodontal work? A reminder of the types of payment plans you have to offer as well. This is an area I think you need to make it obvious. It needs to be obvious on your website that you do payment plans, obvious in your waiting room. I'm not a huge fan of a lot of posters in waiting rooms. I'm a huge fan of tasteful posters, but I think too many posters can make things a bit tatty. And so if you are going to put posters up, make sure you do get them laminated or framed instead. And if you think it's not worth getting this poster laminated or framed, then it's not worth posting in your waiting room. So make sure that they're attractive looking professional posters. Don't use the blue tack with the frayed corners, you know, over the years. But with your payment plan, it's also a good idea just to have a little booklet, our payment plans, a little booklet in the waiting room that people can pick up and peruse. It's an embarrassing question for a lot of people to ask, do you offer payment plans? And a lot of people won't actually ask the question, even though they are intrigued about the answer. They are thinking, hopefully, if they've got a payment plan, they'll tell me about it. So do make the payment plan information obvious to your patients and come up with a sentence that feels comfortable to you guys, because it's also a tricky question of saying, okay, here's your treatment plan. It's $4,200 in total. Do you need me to go through a treatment plan information with you? It can sometimes feel like it's a judgment call on them, or they, you know, they, it appears like you can't afford this treatment. So obviously you want me to go through the payment plan options for you. You don't want to have it an unpracticed line sentence. Otherwise you will never say it, because it does feel a bit strange to say it. And so pick a line that you're really comfortable with, and it might be just get all of your baggage around money and whether the patient can afford it and whether you think the treatment plan is worth it or not. Get rid of all of that, put it all to the side, and just say, I'm just going to be saying a sentence, not loaded, bringing a sentence to the table, not bringing my emotional baggage with it. And the sentence could be as simple as, so there's your treatment plan. $4,200 is the tally of it. I'm going to be including this sheet. It describes our payment plans that we have available here, should you ever need that. I'm going to include that with it. So think of a way that's going to be really helpful for you to be able to impart the information in a way that doesn't make you feel uncomfortable stating it. I hope that makes sense. And so the Facebook posts are another good way of saying, did you realize that we offer HUM and Afterpay and other payment plan options. Okay, another type of post is to get more page likes. And I do encourage you to think about when you're doing Facebook advertising, you have to spend a little bit of money. Do spend a little bit of money just trying to get people to like your page. Because then at times when you've got no advertising budget left for your marketing of your practice, at least you can for free promote things on your page, and you know you've got a whole bunch of people from the local area who have liked your page, and so therefore it's going to come up in their timeline. So like this page to go into the draw for a special prize, because you can see people who do like your page. You can see who's what their name is. And of course, the minute you've got a special prize on offer, then make a big hoo-ha with the post of saying, this is the person that won. prompt on the website to follow you on social media. So your website should already have button links to your Instagram or Facebook or whatever other pages that you've got. Make sure you add the text there, make it a bigger button and say, follow us on Facebook for regular content or regular special offers or some sort of enticement to get them to like that social media page. And also follow and comment positively on local area pages. Now, you are in a business that is in a local community. Your local community can become one of your strongest allies if you treat them well. Back in years gone by, villagers used to look after each other. They used to know who the local plumber was, know who the local this and that were. And if you're part of a shopping precinct, then it's a great idea to go around and introduce yourself to them and say, oh, you know, you're the local milk bar. We're just a few doors down. We're at the dental practice a few doors down. I'd love to arrange just getting the newspaper from you guys every single morning. If you start supporting the local businesses around you, then if they ever need dental services or they have clients that indicate they need dental services, they'll have you top of mind. Oh, gosh, go to the dentist down the road. They came down and introduced themselves a few months ago and they're so delightful. Or online, like all of their pages, actually find their Facebook pages and like them. And then when you've got something nice to say about them, post it. You will become a very likable business in your local area, and that in itself is powerful. You're creating a reputation for yourself. You have a reputation. It'll either be a forgettable reputation or it'll be something. And I know that I've said this story before. I don't think in this group, though, there was a local specialist that we used to refer to when I had my practice. And the receptionist at this local dental specialist was ridiculously grumpy and rude. She was just crazy. And every now and again, you'd forget to send the OPG with somebody or whatever. And so I would race it down. There was one time I raced it down there and there were a few people in a queue. And I was standing at the back of the queue. It was about three or four people deep. This particular specialist shared location with another type of clinic. And I saw this receptionist and I thought, gosh, that's interesting. She doesn't look that harsh, but she certainly sounds harsh over the phone. And when the next person came up that she could help and it was indicated they were in the wrong queue, they should have been in the queue at the other clinician, she didn't say to them, oh, you're actually in the wrong queue. If you go over that side, you'll be able to be helped. She had written a sign, all patients for this go this way. She just pointed to the sign and then pointed that way. Like, just this woman would have been 55. Like old enough to know better about customer service. She obviously didn't enjoy her job all life. But we would have local temp nurses come in and do temping with us, local dental reps dropping around as well. Everybody knew about this practice. This practice was developing a reputation based around the rude receptionist. And it's appalling because the specialists themselves always got rave reviews from the patients. But if we wanted our patients to be well looked after, we had to prepare them. The receptionist is a bit harsh, but by the time you get beyond her to see the actual specialist, you'll be sweet. Can you imagine having that kind of reputation? So you will be developing a reputation of some kind in your local area. Make sure it's one that's very likable. You stamp your authority in your space and you become very approachable to those businesses too. And so that's where looking back at that marketing idea of, okay, let me reach out to the other local businesses. Maybe together we can create a document or a set of cards that we can leave at real estate agent properties. That in itself builds relationships in the area and it builds you as the sort of person who wants to help everybody while they're helping themselves as well. So follow and comment positively on the other pages as well. So once you start to follow them, you'll see their information come up in your timeline and then great post or great idea or I love this picture, all the positive stuff. Now, how do you post to generate new bookings? One of the ways you can do this is by before and after pics. Now, I'm not just talking about the usual before and after pics of smile makeovers. I'm talking about smaller things, and I've got one of the pictures attached up here. Little things that patients just accept and don't question. because they don't realise how easy it is to get something done about it. And they think unless it's a real big drama, the dentist isn't going to want to do it. So this little thing, so you don't have to put the face to the post or anything like that. All you have to say to the patient is, so many people have discoloured fillings like yours. Would you mind if I took a before and after picture once we've done the restoration for you, just to show other people what's possible? I don't have to include your face at all. Some of them may go, yeah, sure. Others might go, include my face. I don't mind. So this sort of situation, very common. How often have you seen this kind of thing in the front where they've had a composite filling there for ages and it starts to discolour? And then you look at the after and you've got all these patients going, oh, it's so minor. I should go along and get that done. I didn't realise that they looked after such little things, or I didn't realise that it wouldn't be such a big deal to raise this issue about those front teeth. I didn't realise that such a small little effect would have such a big impact when I smile. Obviously, that second picture is beautiful. So don't just think you need to do the really big before and afters. This is another one I noticed, like just those discolored margins around fillings. And oh my goodness, look how much prettier that is. I'd be much more confident smiling now. So even do smaller restorations. And that idea came from somebody I heard interviewed on one of the dental podcasts that are around. And I heard this interview years ago. And this person mentioned a foot mechanic clinic, which I was trying to find just before today's session. I couldn't find it anywhere. But this particular foot mechanic was saying, see this tiny bunion? This is how quick it is to get it removed. And the patient's saying, oh, it's so much easier to walk now. And when he started posting the little things, just the little things to improve in someone's mouth or improve in someone's foot, his bookings went up. So I encourage you to try the same thing. It's all about just getting in that mind space that, do I need to, like, we've got cameras with us all the time. Back in the day, it was a big drama to bring out the big camera, the flash strobe lights, the ring light, and all the rest of it. And are the batteries charged? No, they're not. Crikey. It was a big deal to get photos taken. It's ridiculously easy now. And the iPhone and the Android phone cameras are such high quality, you're going to have a fantastic amount of photographs in no short time. I mean, in a short time. In no long time. And also with, you know, people say, I've got this tiny chip here. I imagine you can't do anything about that, where you go, no, I'm not going to restore it because it's so small, but I can smooth it off and make the corner and reshape the corner again so it looks better, so it doesn't look like you've got the chip. All those little things, just be primed, ready for the photo. Another way to generate bookings is to prepare for Valentine's Day with the scale and cleaning, you know, make yourself kissable. Gift ideas for Christmas, a tooth whitening voucher, a cleaning voucher. It is tricky to get to give somebody a cleaning voucher, a tooth whitening voucher, because it's like you're saying you've got a pretty unsightly smile or you've got bad breath. So be creative with what you offer. I've never been a huge fan of offering discounted special deals or whatever on crowns or fillings or anything like that. Anything that requires a clinical diagnosis about an oral condition is not great. So we are looking at things that are very superficial here. Things that are very, you're getting things that maybe a dental hamper is a better way to go with your Christmas gift. You know, we encourage everyone to get a Christmas gift. You get a hamper. Inside the hamper, there's an electric toothbrush, there's toothpaste, there's flossettes, there's a voucher for complimentary scale and clean. And so it's not the cleaning voucher that's the gift, it's the whole hamper, part of which is the cleaning voucher. When you give away these sort of things in a Facebook promotion and they may not be patients, just remember, what can we do with this that's going to entice that patient to come in and actually experience us? It's okay to do a no-charge consultation. I flip-flop over discounted work all the time. I'm not a big fan of just discounting generally because it does reduce down your ability to afford the people and the type of service that you'd like to deliver to your patients. You know, when I say the people, your team members. So general discounting, I'm not thrilled with. However, if you're trying to entice a patient into your practice, there is that theory that if they don't pay, they don't find value in you. I get all of that. There are situations where I think it's okay. When you're trying to entice somebody on Facebook from your local local area to come in where they haven't seen you before, I think that's an effective path to choose. I'll quickly just let you know, it's something I'll probably mention again in the future, just the headspace around who you're trying to attract when you're attracting somebody that will come in only if it's free. And I think this is slightly different, but you've got every right to disagree with me on this one. There was a client that I was working with 2 years ago now, and he did a lot of advertising with a certain cultural group who, when they entered into the country, they were part of NIB health insurance plan straight away. I'm not quite sure how it all worked, but he advertised on the radio to this particular group because he used to get good kickback from the head, not kickback, he used to get good compensation from the health fund when these patients were being seen, so he could offer it for free. And he would advertise heavily and get these people in for free checkup and clean. They were very good. The receptionist was tremendous at booking these people in again for 6 months' time. So she pre-booked them. So when they left that first recall, she'd already had the second recall booked. However, the FTA rate on the second recall was ridiculously high and they stopped doing it. So then she started ringing them in the 6 months and saying, time to come back in again. And the first question out of most of their lips was, what's the special offer this month? And so I think there are times where it can be done where you are attracting a client base which isn't going to work for you. Then there's other times where you're offering something short and sweet, just a consultation, advice about a particular thing, and what your intention is to get them to experience the wonders that are you guys. So I would suggest that that become the only thing that you discount, and be mindful of expanding that out to incorporate other services to come along for a full checkup and clean for nothing. That might be attracting the wrong client base. Now, I do want to remind you, I have mentioned this before, but I thought I'd add it in here so everyone can see it. I'm going to go back to these posts in just a second, but because I've got this hovering here, I might as well explain what it is. Thomas Smith, he was an author of a book called Successful Advertising. And in this book, he said the 20 impressions, so an impression is that you're just coming into their awareness at all, to make before someone will buy your product or service. The first time people look at any given ad, they don't even see it. The second time, they don't notice it. The third time, they are aware that it is there. The fourth time, they have a fleeting sense that they've seen it somewhere before. The fifth time, they actually read the ad. The fifth time, they actually read it. The sixth time, they thumb their nose at it. They've seen it before. The seventh time, they start to get a little irritated with it. Seeing this all the time. How often does that happen when you're watching Foxtel? You pay for the privilege to see all these ads. The eighth time, they start to think, here's that confounded ad again. The ninth time, they start to wonder if they're missing out on something. The tenth time, they ask their friends and neighbours if they've tried it. The 11th time, they wonder how the company is paying for all of these ads. The 12th time, they start to think that it must be a good product. The 13th time, they start to feel the product has value. The 14th time, they start to remember wanting a product exactly like this for a long time. The 15th time, they start to yearn for it because they can't afford to buy it. The 16th time, they accept the fact that they will buy it at some point in the future. The 17th time, they make a note to buy the product. The 18th time, they curse their poverty for not allowing them to buy this terrific product. The 19th time, they count their money very carefully. The 20th time, prospects see the ad, they buy what is on offer. 20 impressions, Thomas Smith stated, is what we need to go from being completely unaware about you to actually buying into what you're offering, product or service. This book was written in 1885. 1885. I've got a little image of this book here for you. Oh, it takes a long time to learn. But we as human beings have always needed, that was the 18th edition, look at this, my crikey. We've always needed to have multiple impressions before we go ahead and take action. And so this is where it's important that if you do an ad campaign on Facebook and it doesn't work, it's possibly because we haven't gotten in front of people's eyes often enough. It also lends itself to the thought that don't just do Facebook. Also put a banner around the fence of your local sporting arena that plays footy. That's another impression and a weekly impression for the people that turn up all the time. I saw my nephew play basketball and at that arena in the basketball ring, they had also a big also banner there. I'm like, well, that's perfect because all the kids that are playing basketball, the parents are sitting on the sidelines, the kids are of the age where they need ortho. And so pick your locations and the sporting arenas are a good thing because you can offer mouthguards right on the banner. But whatever you can do to get in front of people's faces on a regular basis and in additional times, then that's going to be useful because you just want to keep getting, you're not going to sell anything after being, you know, after one time in your local newspaper, it will not work. The people that do have their local newspaper advertising work are the ones that you see every single week because they're out there every single week. So you can't just do things once or twice. You can't do one or two mail drops and expect a big influx. Do mailbox on top of other things and do it regularly throughout the years. And then you'll start getting some sort of traction with it. I know it sounds disheartening, a lot of money, but it's just part of the marketing budget that you need to do if you indeed want to build your client base in a quicker way than just relying on referrals. Because of course, referrals are the best way to build a client base. If you've got a client base that you love, then get them to refer friends and family who are like them to you. Make sure they know that you want their referrals and it doesn't cost a cent. So, and you've got, usually you're attracting like-minded people who are going to be there for the long journey with you as well and be loyal. And so there's nothing like referred patients as your client base, as your way of growing your client base. However, some people need to have it happen a bit more swiftly than that to remain viable. So that's where advertising comes into play. Now, did I have anything else down the bottom? No, that was the last one there. So let's go back into the posts for a little bit because I want to show you a little bit around Canva. Now, this is Canva. I've added the Canva thing here. It's going to tick off that. Canva address right there. When you go into Canva, it's a very simple process. And I'm just going to very quickly, okay. First of all, you've got all your options here and I've got here Facebook post. So the minute you click on Facebook post, all of a sudden it comes up with a whole bunch of different ideas for you to use. That the minute you click into one, you can then change the text. You can change the image behind there. Oh, sorry about that. I wasn't starting to cry. Charles is all heavily into hemp at the moment. Well, not at the moment, that's part of his life. But I've got all my hemp images there because we're doing a big, big, big document. And so you can add your own images in there as well. And you go back to templates. It's not working for you, try something else. But you've got all the design guts there. You just add your own images and your own text. And there is a, was it on the last one? There was a great, I think I actually put it in the members group. There's a great how-to video for Canva. It's quick and easy. I think it goes for 12 minutes. It's great. So I suggest you use that. I'm going to attach it to the card beside Canva. There'll be another link there for you to click onto that will show you the YouTube video around Canva. But Canva is a very easy thing to use. And you'll start seeing that with some of the posts that I put up on the Facebook page, the members only page, because they'll be designed with Facebook. Because what I do suggest is, and this is my example one here. So why dental problems make it hard to control blood glucose. And so you've got a whole bunch of information and data there that's relevant. You don't want to have it go on for too long. People don't have the attention span generally when they're scrolling through Facebook to read ream upon ream. You can draft your own content, or you can copy the content of another site. Some of the government sites around dental health are great. You just have to put the source of the material if you've copied it from somewhere else. Just label it that you've copied it from this particular place and you're set to go. And you can see with this particular image, I just dragged an image off Google Images. I put diabetes oral health and this one came up. I'm like, that's attractive enough. You don't want really ugly photographs of terrible oral conditions on your Facebook site or your website. People don't naturally want to go ahead and see those, but this is a lovely looking photograph. I've adjusted the heading there to your oral health and your diabetes. I've got my branding there, your dental practice phone number there. And if you, with all of your post images, you get your branding in there each time, it just helps you look much more professional. So slowly, over the next few days, I'm going to be populating this thread with a whole bunch of Facebook posts. And I was mentioning, I'm going to quickly show you. Now, I did gain their approval to do this. Go to home. This is the lovely practice on the Mornington Peninsula. And two beautiful Peruvian sisters own this practice, and they've just recently celebrated their 5-year anniversary. And I've been with them the whole time. It's been so lovely to see their growth. And once that loads, there they are. Glorious girls that they are. That was their message to their patients. If you've got a direct message to your patients, put a video of yourself or a photo of yourself so they can, it makes it more personal. And see, Mother's Day, I've got it branded as them. And there was a post around, and this one's actually listed, that this one I've adjusted it slightly to show you, not there, the kind of offerings that you can do. Pick how many flosses are in the jar. Bizarrely, there were like 96 of them. I still can't see how that's 96, but we counted them going in. So bizarre. And then we had a little hamper going on there as well. So that's a great post that you can put out on social media and get people's involvement. And, you know, like the page to participate, for example. And if you're trying to get people to like the page, it has to be via a paid promotion. Otherwise, they're just simply not going to see it. Here was one, medications and oral health. You're branding it with your own stuff. Information and sealants, you're branding it with your own stuff. And so with every post that you do, make it obvious that it's you, but then where's one of our treatments? This one here. That's their one. And then you've got all the text there. Source, this is where I got it from. This particular place, the Dental Health Services of Victoria, I get a lot of information from about dental conditions there. It's a really good source. So find a couple of sources that you can rely on that information being accurate. If you don't have the expertise in a particular area to know that your content's going to be accurate, then use somebody else's. Just label it there. It doesn't deplete from your post at all, I don't believe. Just make sure you do. And this is the other thing too I was mentioning to you. Have uplifting quotes around smiling, happiness, because that's what happens with your mouth. We shall never know all the good that a simple smile can do. Mother Teresa, branded as Somerville, and that's this whole image here was just from one of the Canva templates. Make sure you're kissable. This is another one, another quote. There is always a reason to smile. Find it. Branded with them, a beautiful picture there as well. So hopefully I've given you some information, some ideas around what to post. And as I say, if you wanted to look at all of their posts, obviously, you know, it's all public information. Somerville Family Dental Care is their site. And but I will be posting a whole bunch of stuff, new stuff that I haven't done for them, but a whole bunch of new stuff on the group. So do partake or, you know, become a member of the group. So you can see all of those, and whatever does come up in the group, please feel free to use and abuse it all. And I'll just leave you with this. Oh, jumping all over the place. This is funny. I said, if we go back to level three restrictions, this might be the social distancing that we require in order to take a tooth out for somebody.
I'm going to knock out my brother's tooth, string tied to his teeth, or his tooth, and I'm going to take a slap shot and knock it out. Did it come out?
Yeah, it did!
How hilarious is that? Very funny, very funny indeed. Okay. So I will be doing some more on Canva. I'm going to send you through the YouTube link that will teach you how to use Canva. At some point, I do want to do some doing sessions. And one of the doing sessions will be, okay, let's start with an idea. Or don't even have an idea. Let's, over this 1 to 2 hour period, I'll get whoever wants to be involved, and we'll go from what idea do we want to post out there on Facebook, and take you step by step through creating that in Canva. And then by the end of our little doing session, you've posted it out there and had that actual experience of creating it yourself. That could be something that you're involved with, or any member of your team, or any number of members of your team can be involved with as well. So I will be posting some information around how and when that's going to happen soon. And there's the link to the Facebook group. Oh, that's the link to me, and I am your link to the Facebook group. So that's the last thing on our agenda today. I'm going to click on top priority. I'm going to take it off top priority because we've just done it. I'm going to tick that we have completed our session today. Click out of the card and then drag it across to the completed column. As always, our registration here area will become the recording link once the recording comes through. Our next session is on Wednesday. I'm going to make that a top priority. And that one, actually, I don't even have to click in. Hover over the card, hit L for label, and that label comes up. I can get rid of it. Low priority. So next time, if you would like anything specific discussed next time, please add it to the agenda. Just add an item here. And I'll make sure that it gets addressed on that session, unless something unusual happens and we can't. That will be the very next thing that we discuss. If you give me a couple of days' notice, it gives me time to get my brain tuned in, come up with brilliant ideas, do a bit of research, all of that sort of stuff as well. I'm keeping the marketing card under doing. So that's something that's going to always be going on. And the social media presence card, I'm going to drag that over to the doing at the top of the list as well, so you've got easy access to it. I'm sorry I can't help out with Instagram at this point, but it will be a topic for future where I get a specialist in the area to come in and share their brilliance with us. I would like to thank you so much for today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your Sunday, and I can't wait to interact a little bit more on the Facebook group. George and Elle, you've been absolutely awesome interacting there. I really love it. And the support that George has received with his images and video around his infection control page through his website, I think is just fantastic. It makes such a difference when you feel like you've got allies that are backing you and that you can get the feedback from them as well. So good luck with everything. Enjoy the stuff that I'm going to be posting on Facebook, and I'll add that Canva video link, the YouTube link, into the card as well. So if you do want to jump onto Canva straight away, you can go in there and treat it like a pro from the start. Otherwise, have a fantastic rest of your day, and I look forward to seeing you next time. See you later. Cool.